Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast, audio experience, whatever you want to call it. Look, it's a bunch of guys just coming together and, you know, kicking it.
Yeah.
Kicking it. Talking that talk, but no shock value here. You're not going to find that. We don't care what celebrities are doing, what they're in their free time, who's messing around with who. We don't do none of that here. What we are here for is strictly building. We want, first of all, we consider ourselves successful. And so we want to demystify that thing called success for you. So if you're here and you're here for that, you want a curve on the time, because it's doing it by yourself. Trust me, I've been playing for 30 years, but there's some things I should have done earlier. If had I been Kobe linking up with Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Had I asked Jordan, how do you feel the defense with your legs? What are you doing with that, Jordan? You know, Jordan. So I want to welcome you all. We have a special guest today, and wow, I call teachers. If you've been teaching for longer than 30 minutes, I got respect for you. He's a former teacher, and he's a musician. And also, I call teachers superheroes, because they're like it's when you hear of, I remember watching this video by C.T. Fletcher, said the greatest man you never heard of. That's when I think about teachers, is like, you know, sometimes they are forced to be the kid's dad, they're forced to be the kid's uncle. They're in a position where they're not really forced, but they feel it because they got hearts. I ain't talking about just any teacher that signed up. I'm talking about the people who, there was a group of people who ran on 9/11, and they ran out and they ran away from. And then there was another group that ran toward it. Mm-hmm. Those are your superheroes. Mm-hmm. not Clark Kent. We ain't talking about Superman.
Yeah.
We are talking about your everyday people who are in the trenches, who I'm sure there were people who had one more month left until they get their retirement. And they decided to go in on 9/11 instead of running away. And they signed the dotted line and said, no, this is what we do. We go in when everybody else go out. We run in while everybody else scared. And when everybody else writes off these students, there are some people that say, you know what? I don't believe they're no different from us. I just think they are us with phones. And at least that's what I believe. So we welcome Robert Bowman to the stage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to throw the effects.
Yeah, got you.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
Yeah. I bring stadium
you out.
Effects.
That's I bring you mean. Out, man. Shoot. I bring you out. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling, man?
Good, man. How y'all doing?
Man,
doing
we are good. We are good. We done already got to talking, y'all, okay? We done already got to talking, so we just going to continue it. First of all,
yeah.
Expo.
Expo,
before
yeah.
Before we get into Mr. Ooh. Bowman over here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call him Mr. Bowman, because all I know right. is Mr. Bowman. I just can't get with the Robert thing.
Right, right. It is weird. Oh, hey,
y'all
man.
Y'all old now. Y'all old.
It is Mr. Bowman for me.
Come on,
Mr.
Y'all Bowman. Old. Don't make me feel any older.
You know, you when you be at the job and the lady man like way older than you, and it's like, not that you that way older, but
yeah.
It's like you gotta you're on first name basis, but it's like you gotta put
come
the Mr. or the Mrs.
on,
before
man.
It. Yeah, it's still Mr. Bowman.
Right.
It's still Mr.
It's
Bowman.
Still Mr.
But
Bowman,
nah. But yeah, no, nah, this weekend was crazy. A lot going on. I had a full team in effect. We had two big events. One was the Virginia Wine Festival or Wine Expo at the Main Street Station.
Okay.
2 days long. It was awesome. It was awesome. Very busy. Got to connect with a lot of different people.
How did you get that?
Oh, you got to pay to play. You got to pay to play.
Did somebody call you though? Was you, or did you just submit yourself?
So, well, a little bit of both. They contacted me last year for last year's event.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I can't remember why, but we didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to this year, they reached out to us pretty early. It was like October, November.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, we want you here. And yeah, after that, yeah, we got the big boy booth, set the whole thing up.
Did you do the Cronuts?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so that was like the main thing.
No, the main thing was the chocolates. So the chocolates,
it is warm now.
Yeah.
Because in the summer, Chocolates was a dub. You couldn't do chocolates in June.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. The heat that comes off the Corona machine. Mm-hmm. He'd be back there sweating like a dog.
Yeah, it was boy.
Like in a sauna.
It was an indoor event. So anytime it's indoor, we bring in the chocolates. Because the wow factor on them things is it's crazy. You know how they look. It's like jewels.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
His chocolates look serious. Like crystals. I say he should do crystals for the woke people that want to eat chocolate. Mm-hmm. They can have it like quartz crystal. Yeah, think about it. He made the chocolate look like a quartz crystal or something like that. I just think that'd be cool.
Yeah, we had a tasting one time.
Yeah. We had the full spread out, man.
What was it that? What that was about? Tell the people what happened.
Birthday party. My wife's birthday party.
It was birthday party.
And a little gathering, and I got the chocolates and the cakes.
Wait, where was this? It was at the kitchen?
It was like pandemic, like right after the pandemic.
Okay. Wow.
We picked them up. When we was outside.
Okay.
You know, outside eating. And it was real nice. It was major hits.
Oh, yeah, because did you have that that box set? Is that what you had?
Yeah, but it was set up on tiers.
Yeah,
it was real nice.
Yeah, that sound about right. Sound about just.
Yeah, I got a lot of points for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
You ain't had to do dishes for two days.
Man, I took this. 2 days. I tell you, it's not like hit, bro.
2 days, bro.
It's easy.
He had to take the trash out one day.
It's so easy.
One whole day off. When I say I got it today, baby.
Yeah. When I say it's an easy gift, like that's like super unique. Yeah, it has the wow factor with the eyes, and then it tastes good. It's like, it's simple, man. It's simple.
Personal touch, man. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, and that segues right into what he does and what he has done. I mean, first of all, you're a musician.
Yeah.
First of all, mm-hmm. musician. I think that gives. No. Let me change my words because words matter. I don't think it gives you an edge. It does give you an edge. First thing I learned about musicians, about us, is that us, because you're still a musician, mm-hmm. even though you know you was in high school with it on the drum line. We are used to being corrected.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that have an inability to self-assess.
All right.
Do you know? And I use this example. I love it because CJ and ET is using it. You know, when you in the bathroom and you got your newspaper or you scrolling and you hitting that number two, you good.
The
until
numbers.
Somebody else walk in and like, be like, woo, you need to change your diet. We doing mm-hmm. carrots, we doing asparagus, like, Brussels.
And that'd be the first person to tell you that.
You know what
too,
I'm saying? Or you walk out the bathroom, come back in, like, oh, that was me? My.
Come on, man.
You know, that's how people are. How in the world do people go on American Idol and embarrass themselves so much? Because they have an inability to self-assess. They don't know that they need work on their gift.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so musicians have an edge. And I feel like you've taken that edge. You took that edge, obviously, into teaching, you know what I'm saying? Because the impact that you have left on a community, we're all from Carina, y'all. And so, Mr. Bowman has taught my wife, I'm talking about middle school, that's how this thing crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he still look 30 something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He still, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
He's
down for the brush, you know what I'm saying? Why did you even? Oh, first of all, music first before we go to teaching. Why did you pick up music, man?
Man, it was. I was born with it, man. Mm-hmm. Goes all the way back to the womb. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom. She was taking lessons. She sings, and she was pregnant with me. And she said every time she played,
that's crazy.
I was jumping. I was moving.
Mm-hmm.
So
So my mom took lessons while I was in the womb, but she didn't say anything about the jumping part.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how that part.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Go ahead, keep going.
You know, and fast forward, I mean, I was just around music, you know, all the time. She put me in lessons, you know, I was like rebellious towards it, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want the fellas to know that, you know, I played because they was like, plans for sissies and you know what I mean
we still kind of had some of that too when we was growing up. It's like
sneak and listen to R. Kelly or listen to Jodeci or something. You had to sneak and do that. The fellas catch you,
man.
Yeah, mom, she would call me, hey, come practice. I'm on the basketball court.
Yeah,
I'm like, ah, oh, they was.
I'm
like,
a tough guy, mama.
Yeah, they was like, ah, oh, you gotta go practice. I'm like, dang, man. So my music teacher moved to Cali, so I was like, yeah, no more music for me. Now, I was wrong.
Yeah.
So you know,
picked up the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, she. I mean, it was so crazy because I was playing the piano, but I was playing the drums in church, and I'm like 9, 10 years old.
The best trainer.
You know, you had a line of guys that wanted to play.
Mm. Those days are gone.
You know, man.
Those days are gone.
You know, now
everybody gets paid to play. Yeah. Everybody gets paid to play.
Yeah.
So there isn't this training.
Yeah.
Dude, as soon as you're good enough, you can find you a church to play for or anybody. Yeah. Somebody will pay you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's that time of getting booted off the organ. These cats not getting that treatment.
Yeah.
And,
you
like
know,
that.
It was. I was brought up, you know, don't chase the money. You know, just play for the passion.
Excellence.
You know,
mm-hmm. Excellence.
You know, play for God. You know, and it was like I've never. That wasn't my thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had to, like, play the organ because there were so many guys who wanted to play the drums.
Wow.
So it was like either I had to go down, play the organ, or I couldn't go out and play football. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go outside, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm thinking I'm slick. I'm down on the organ, but I got the volume all the way down. I'm like, I played.
trying to sneak in.
Yeah, she caught on to that real quick. So, you know, fast forward, came down to Virginia State, okay. You know, shout out Trojans.
The Trojans.
You know, Trojans.
Yes, sir.
You know, that was like best experience of my life, man. I met some lifelong friends. Yeah, I marched, man. Music all right, major, all right. Man.
All right. Man, I can't act like they don't music know.
Yeah, yeah, we got to fill in the gaps. We got to fill in the gaps. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, music major, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tuba.
Oh, on the right. Tuba.
He
would
like a tuba, don't he? He
do now like you put tuba. It, yeah.
Did you? Hold on. So, if I'm not mistaken, hold on. When did Drumline come out while you were still in the band?
In
college?
I was already out.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Yeah, I was already
that
out.
It was crack
for
us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It came out while we were in high school.
Yeah, so I was already out.
That temper.
Wait, was you teaching already?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was gonna say so that might have been my last year.
Oh yeah,
that movie juiced everybody up.
Yeah, when it comes on now, I don't care where it is. I'm still watching it.
Yeah, I'm still watching it.
Nick even though, always get a pass with me. I'm like, bro, I'm sorry, he's part of my teenage years.
Yeah, even though the camera gonna flick off, he's gonna flick off his hand.
He might have 15 kids.
You
know,
I marched, man. 95 to. I'm telling my age.
Hey, man.
95 to 99.
It's a blessing, man.
You know, I marched, man. I was part of the gospel choir, man.
Okay.
We went to Italy.
Yeah.
First ones. Ooh. I mean, they still going.
Yeah.
They're still going now, but.
Yeah, they got the fraternity or something they put together, didn't they? And they put together a music.
Kappa Kappa Psi?
That, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all started that chapter.
No, yeah, but I was on going, my way out.
Got you.
Yeah, when they
my homegirl
when it
Santina
came.
Atkins, I think she.
Yeah, I taught Santina. All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Listen, man. Okay, fast forward after Virginia State.
Mm-hmm. Did you teach Jasmine Oliver, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we was all there.
Yeah, all of them.
All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that an ice sculpture, you have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
I just felt like, hey, they're about to go to high school. Even the sixth graders, like, get out of control.
He was on. He was like, hey, man.
Like, hey, look, this is what the real world is going to offer you. You know, and we would just have conversation, like, put your instruments up. Come on, let's talk.
Story time with Bo.
You know, and I mean, I used to tell him about, you know, Virginia State and my musical experiences and people that I met. And I really think, you know, they thought I was maybe lying or something because, I mean, but, you know, music, man, has taken me places that I would have never gone.
Who you telling?
And that's what I was thinking, too, when you said you took the trip to Italy.
That's
big.
I mean, we was there for a month and we left like in beginning of December and we came back after New Year's.
That's unforgettable.
You know, I'll never forget that. Yeah. Played with B.B. King, Chaka Khan.
He would have never
thought. Nah, man, it was.
Back when he was trying to sneak play the. You would have never thought that.
You know,
they
but.
They took us. We would have sneaked everything. A month on tour with your crushes and all.
Wait a minute. You know, ain't that something though?
Everybody got in trouble. It was. Hey, man.
They used to put tape on the doors on the trips.
Nah, in high school, in high school, yeah. It was a little different. It was a little different when we get out.
High school marching band.
Man, high school, we had a good time too, though. We went to Canada.
Y'all was good.
They taped the doors, though. The tape was broken there. You already know what time
it was. It's over. It's over. Call your mama.
You know, I would have conversations with them and let them know what school I went to. So, you know, fast forward, after you left, everybody moved on. I went to homecoming 1 year. So I walk in the band room. It was so many of my past students that were in the band.
Incredible.
I mean, I could name at least eight, like, right off.
Incredible,
and other ones went on to other HBCUs.
Wow.
And it was just, it was crazy, man, to see. I'm like, dang. It was really listening to see him out in the community, like, hey, you know, we listen.
Wow.
And I'm like, I listen.
Wow.
You know, so it was that impact.
Yeah. I think that's super important, too, because, like, as you, like, having real conversations with your students.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this earlier, too. It was, like, as a child, and you probably had the same experience, where it's, like, your teachers, they just happen to be there.
Yeah.
You don't know how they got there. You don't know, you know, their story. You don't know. All you know is they went to college, and then, boom, they're here in front of you. So now it's, like, hearing the backstory. And having that ability to, like, give the knowledge and then for them to receive it, it's super helpful.
Yeah, man.
It's super helpful.
It was, to that moment right there, I was like, wow. To see, and I hadn't seen them in years.
It's like since they left
middle school,
it's
man.
It's an incredible feeling.
You know, so I'm walking in like, oh.
Yeah, I know you.
You know, yeah, like names that you named out and.
Yeah.
So many more. I know all of y'all know them.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
You know, and, you know, to see them still doing good.
Especially back in the, you know, it's crazy how it's reversed. So now all the teachers are like, and I'm not trying to say they like you, but they just are, you know, they look like us. They are young, vibrant, and I'm kind of watching the school system just beat them down.
Yeah.
Being disconnected, forcing SOLs.
Yeah, that.
And forcing graduation rates.
Hey, listen. I found myself My last year in core classes, because it was so SOL driven, that it took the fun out of the music program.
It's different,
man.
Now.
And it was
different.
Like, you know, I had to find music to coincide with what they were learning. And when they came to my class, it was like, well, we're doing this in history class, or we're doing this in science class. But I had an SOL, you know, myself to follow to help them be a successful musician. So now I have to go sit, use my planning period to sit in the core classes to see what they're teaching, to go back and find the music. It was just, it was in, if it wasn't for GarageBand,
Finale, you remember Finale?
Yeah, yeah.
Finale
but,
was a lifesaver.
You know, back then, the county had the contract with Apple.
Right, okay.
So that saved a lot.
Okay.
Because we could switch out and, you know, go to the studio side of things, production side.
Okay.
So, I mean, and a few kids found their passion in that. And that was a passion of mine, too. So, you know, we would, man.
Did you have to do a lot of transcribing? You had to do a lot of that? Okay. I know sometimes in the marching band.
Yeah,
the,
but
like
see,
Mr. Mosley or Chris
But see, that's why I was on that middle school. I was on that middle school
that,
line.
That high school.
Yeah, the high school. That's a whole nother. That's you know, my first year, I was an assistant at a high school in North Carolina. But
So John Rolfe Middle School. When did you start there?
02.
02. Okay.
Yeah, I was there from 02 to 06.
02, I was at. Yeah.
How was I? Was 12?
Because I got 01, 02, I think, is my freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how you. They were all right behind.
Yeah, they
were. Angie and all them were right behind.
Yeah.
They came in. When I was in 11th grade, that's when Justin and them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah, drumline was going. The whole marching band scene, period, was like, this was it. Like how we think about like the 90s being the 90s, like the marching band scene.
It's
that
all
was
because
that.
Of Nick Cannon. I'm
that
trying
right there,
to tell you.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about drumline.
And it was cool to be
was
soon
in drumline.
Okay.
I mean to cut you off.
No,
he
you
was.
Good.
Yeah.
You good.
Was.
Yeah, he was in drumline.
Okay. Ooh.
Chris Mosley.
Yeah.
Did not know.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man.
He
speak to the students as much. Bro, I was just starting my speaking thing in 2012. And
okay.
I had the mohawk and everything.
I remember that. I remember that.
I just got big. And he was like, come on through, man. Bruh, I'm talking about he let me get practice. But I mean, I, you know, I ain't trying to.
But you know what? You was practicing before that. When you, after you graduated, you were still coming back to marching band.
Oh, yeah, but that was more mentoring.
Yeah.
That was more mentoring because I right after 05, I was back in school. Not only was that whole freshman and senior barrier was killed when it came to marching band. We were a family. So all my boys, him, Beans, B. Russ, Raekwon, Ariel.
Green.
Yep. She a boon now. Yep, she a boon.
Okay.
So Ariel, Dominica.
Yeah, all
of them were in the band. That's all my people.
Yeah,
so
I really was like,
I had to come back because I was hooked. I was having withdrawals. And so I would just go back. But then I became like a assistant to the drum instructor.
Okay.
And then I fell off around about 07 after they started, you know, they were all graduating in 07, 08. So then I took a break. And I came back in 2012 with Mr. Mosley. And that was when I accepted this call on me to do the speaking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And man, that Mr. Mosley, I'm talking about I ended up doing convocation 2 times in a row.
Wow.
That was big. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then I ended up seeing him because he would come over.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, yo, what y'all doing? He'd be like,
yeah, I'll just stop through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, he was like, you with Angelina? I said, yeah. He's like, I used to just teach her. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I go home, like, and she's like, oh, my God.
And
the response that she had to it, I knew you was one of the cool teachers.
He was
one of the cool teachers.
Yeah,
bro. They love you, bro. They still like you.
It was an experience, man. And you know, but.
So why to what? I mean, you can get to it. We ain't got to be super sensitive.
No, and when you say cool, yeah. I think that's super. It's not overly like being outside of your character in a sense. Yeah. It's like you were
cool
being yourself.
Relatable.
Yeah, exactly. You were being yourself, but also still staying in that authoritative position. But
oh, yeah.
We connected with you, and I think that's
because the teachers were like,
yeah,
like with Nickelodeon, Doug. You know the show Doug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how our teachers were like these people. Honestly, I was telling somebody, I was like, do you know what, how they view teachers that are like just mean and strong
right.
for no reason?
Right.
We look at, when we were in school, I know in middle school and elementary, it was like we viewed them like, y'all were like, y'all lived at the school.
Right.
Y'all didn't have personal lives. And when we walked in, y'all like, they released the Kraken. And then y'all would just be like, with the ruler, like, all right, it's time to do work.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Rozacki. He got caught. It was the talk of the school. I don't know if you remember this. Oh. Everybody was like, yo, bro, I saw Mr. Rozacki at 7-Eleven. He had a six pack. I was like, hey.
Right.
But everybody was like, he had a six pack.
Yeah, like,
he like buds. And I'm like, bruh, he a man.
You know, I kind of, yeah.
Did you really see your teachers as people?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you really
think. Robots.
Employees, because there's no connection. If you don't sit and talk with your students like that, or have any type of like conversation to like really connect.
Yeah, because I mean, I never saw my teachers in the community like growing up. It was like,
it was like they lived at the school. Like they had a basement, and all the teachers and the principals lived there together.
So like,
and they come up to get us in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed in trouble.
Like that note, that pink slip.
It is the worst thing, man. When y'all give a good grade and then say doesn't use time wisely, wow. I'm like, come on, man! I got the grade.
Can't let you have none.
Oh, man!
I won't try to get them. Even though they didn't pass the playing test, I was like, use his time wisely.
I hate that.
Can do better.
Yeah,
you know.
It's
my mom would skip the grade and everything. Mom, it's a B. But it's a B. And she said, oh, he doesn't use time wisely. What's going on with that? You're always running your mouth.
You know, they hit the wrong code, Mom. That's all. You know, then the parent teacher conference come up and you're like, man, I don't want to get this kid in trouble.
Now, a question. Yeah. So from the start of the teaching career to now, did you see a transition of either the students or the parents be able to simply just take criticism, either with the child, or was there a transition of like?
Well, okay, so in school we took this course called, it was a practicum course.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to learn how to mirror your, whoever was in front of you at that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll never forget, everything went out the window. So I was talking to one parent at a parent-teacher conference, and I was like, oh, you know, we was talking the slang, you know, it was,
like, I was regular.
Doing, yeah, I was, you know, I was doing, you know, so, and another
crossover.
Parent came up, and I was like, yeah, he's on his game, you know. He was like, what do you mean he's on his game?
Yeah.
And right there.
Crossover. Crossover.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Let me put the time back on.
Yeah, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
What game do you speak of?
Yeah, he's very aware of his music. He can, you know, he's
punctual.
He can play without any mistakes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I went all the way to the
yeah.
You had to know your parents, you know, and give it to them. So they could accept, you know, if their kid wasn't up to par, or some parents, you could just be like, hey, they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know how they're going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
How can parents act like they don't know their child? Because my mama knew by the story. She's like, I know you did it. Then she'd be like, oh, no, you got the wrong one. She had my back.
Yeah.
But if it didn't sound right, she said, nah, that ain't.
Yeah.
If it got anything to do with talking, she knows. But if it was something else, or he manipulated this, or he, you know, it was something weird, or somebody would say I was bullying them or something like that, like, you know, something weird, she'd be like, oh, no, hold up, that don't, we gotta meet on this.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that, you know what, we were talking today about, you know, the Henrico area in general. How, you know, dude, this is my experience. This is not something I'm making up. And I think you came in on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, when I got there in 01, 02, bro, Marina, it was segregated. It was, and I don't mean racist. That's not what I mean by segregated. I mean, mm-hmm, like, the white people preferred to be with the white people. And you would see, like, in the lunchroom,
mm-hmm,
there's tables and tables of the white guys with the rain, the hunting gear,
mm-hmm,
and all that, overalls, yeah, and all stuff. And then, mm-hmm, you got Timberlands and white tees, because it was, you know, the days of New Orleans and the hot boys.
Yeah.
So everybody had a white tee, right?
Yeah.
And so it was literally, and jerseys, and
yep,
jerseys.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like, and it was just cool. No, everybody was cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it was,
yep,
very segregated. Now, yeah, front of black, bliggity, bliggity, black. And it's like, they're still trying to find an identity, yeah, of what, saying, yeah, built on Route 5 is cool, but that's not enough. Like, it's trying to find that identity. And, mm-hmm, I believe I know we're going to find it. But it was too much. It's been a lot of change in the culture.
Yeah, man.
And I'm assuming John Rolfe, because last time I went to John Rolfe,
yeah, it's
different. Like 80% black kids, and I was just like, oh, everything, yeah, done changed here. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, mm-hmm, has changed, and that does matter. People say that, oh, that don't. It matters. Yeah. It matters because, mm-hmm, the teacher's ability to relate to the, mm-hmm, students and how they're carrying it. You know. A lot of the kids are coming just for attention.
Yeah. You got to care about the kids, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to, because they can, mm-hmm, tell.
They can see right through you. But they're not, yeah, getting attention at home. A lot of them aren't. So they coming to you, yeah, like, and, yeah, then you look them in their eye. Just you looking them in their eye and, yeah, recognizing them is a game changer.
Yeah, mm-hmm, man. It's, and I didn't, it's like we were talking earlier about coming out of character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, you had that line of where they could, you know, they couldn't cross that line, but, you know, you're going to be fun, you're going to be strict,
mm-hmm,
you know, all these different things, militant, but you had to because, you know, you're getting alive.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same page and understand their
Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
In a good way, you have, yeah, to run Jedi mind tricks. And sometimes when I speak, I'll be like, I kind of play it like, hey, look, I got somewhere to be. Just that, they all in. But when you come in there super thirsty,
right,
and, all right, guys, sit down. I really want to get this point across. Right. You out of here already. I'm, yeah, like, look, hurry up. Everybody sit down. I got somewhere to be. Time is money. Y'all playing. I got money to make. Like, I'm coming in. Like,
mm-hmm,
it can come out to somebody else in power or something. Like, I'm flexing or something. Mm-mm. I know exactly what they know exactly. It's a,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
code or, yeah, something. You know what I'm saying?
That's 48 laws right there.
48 laws.
That's, man, what that is.
You read that yet?
No.
Yeah, we'll talk about that offline. Real quick. Let's get serious. How much longer are you going to do it alone? You know? There was a time where I was doing it alone. And when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. Everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, yeah, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life, I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people that it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it, and we believed, flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're going to break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're going to help you change your mindset. We're going to help you make different decisions, because success doesn't require you to look out of the window. It requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you got to make, some different people you got to keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me. above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. And just write simply in the subject and the body of the message. Coach me. And we're gonna get the process started, okay? All right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off.
Like, bro, a lot of the people that we fronting for, that we in high school, you're not even aware that this person gonna be a Facebook profile 5 years from now. And you making life decisions with these cats.
Right.
One of the ladies that my wife follow, she's an influencer, millions of followers, and she was saying how she had a kid at 13 because everybody was talking about having sex. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, they didn't tell me that they were just doing, she was doing the full blown, wow, thinking that she was keeping up with them, and she had the baby, wow, at 13. The rest, wow, of them were like, oh, you really? We were just, yeah, playing.
Uh-huh.
We were just talking. And she ended up with, and then got ostracized,
wow,
because who wants their 13-year-old daughter, right, hanging out with the,
right,
you see,
yep,
what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so when I, like awareness, when you talk about awareness, bro, that is not to be downplayed. Yeah. Like, that's what, yeah, they don't have.
Yeah,
they have no idea of the world around them.
It's commercial.
Dude, I didn't even know how to fill out an application when I left Verona. My dad had to show me that.
Dude,
W-9.
I was helped telling time to eighth graders. Digital clock, analog, nah.
I've heard about that.
It was.
That's wild.
I was like, hey, can you, what time is it? And they was like, so I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, the big hand is on the 6, and what you call the other little hand? I was like, the little hand?
Dang, man.
You know.
That's tough.
So I put the music down. I was like, are you kidding me? And
so I'm teaching you music and you don't know how to tell time. We gotta rewind.
You know, I mean, you know, it was, yeah.
We gotta rewind.
Yeah, my last few years, after Rolf, I was somewhere else, and it was like,
and so not because I told you we won't do the shock value. We ain't in this to drop names, but your reason for moving on from teaching was what year?
'09.
And the biggest reason was
the reason was they replaced the music department with art.
Hmm.
You know, and it was. But I was ready to go, man.
But you was probably mentally drained.
Yeah, because
a lot of the teachers get burnt out.
You know, it was the fun was gone.
Mm-hmm.
See,
you know, the fun, mm-hmm, was gone, man. Me sitting in the core classes, and then I didn't have a full planning period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was you know, so when they told me, you know, they was going to be replacing the music program with art, I was like, I wasn't even mad. Like,
dude, middle school was so critical to my. So I'm gonna tell you something. Mr. Stockman was there before you, maybe not directly before you, but he was there before you because that's in my sixth grade, yeah, seventh grade, and eighth grade. He was there, and he said, "Mike, I want you to give me a 2-minute drum solo on this." I said a 2-minute drum.
2 minutes.
Woo.
That's a long 2 minutes.
Man, that's a long.
That's long, ain't it? Bro, I need y'all to understand. Minutes. 2 minutes is eternity. In music, the mute 2 minutes two is a long. Bro, he didn't give me no help.
Wow.
He knew exactly what my talent level was. Right. I didn't know.
Right.
And it was one of them.
2 minutes.
It was one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, a little swing.
A 2-minute solo. I had a good. I had one of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, bro, he did tell me, dig deep. He was like, I want you to dig deep. He said, take your time. He said, that drum roll you keep leaning on, say that for the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Bro, I'm talking about when it came down to it, I mean, they were playing all the song and then it broke. He said, boom. And everybody looked at me. And
mm-hmm.
I
It's go time.
Yes, sir. Piece it together.
and bro, I did it. No, I'm talking about, bro. I'm talking about, and boy, was I the man.
Hey, after that.
Oh, bro.
After that.
All the girls winking, bro. Winking.
Hey, Mike.
It was, hey, Mike, after that, Joey. Ah. Anyway, so.
Emotional identity. Mike was with the 2 minute solo.
Mike with the 2 minute solo.
That boy with the drunk. Yeah. 2 minute solo.
Bro, this was eighth grade, and I'll never forget one of the little cuties like, yo, me and my mom, we saw your solo.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I know.
That's
you
all
did.
It takes. That's all
did.
It takes.
I know you saw. It was hard not to see it. I'm silly, man. It was hard not to see it. I mean, I was 2 minutes.
Somebody come get him.
my head ain't even fit to the door no more.
Oh, man.
But when I talk about how critical that was to my development as a musician, man, to hear that, you know, that you got it just drained, and you're not the first person to say that. Yeah. And all the teachers can relate that's watching this, you know. And so, man.
I miss it, though.
Because you was good at it.
You know.
And you did it from the heart.
You know, and the thing about it, like, my wife would be like, we'll be out, never forget, man. This is the impact that you don't realize that you have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were in the store one day, and this young lady was at the register. And she was like, Mr. B? I was like, yeah. And I was like, I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember her name, but she was like, you protected me. She was like, wow. You know, you took up for me. And I remember taking up for her. And she was like, I always thought of you as a father figure. And and then she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my wife looked at me like, see?
Mm-hmm.
This is why you should go back.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, nah. I was like, hey, you can't do this in front of this lady right here. She gonna make me go back. you know, stuff like that. You never know. And I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until, I mean, it's years later.
That's what I was about to ask, yeah.
You know, I got another one that DM'd me and was like, hey, I mean, years down the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She had a family and she was like, hey, you know, I don't know if you remember me. And I did. I was like, whoa, like.
I don't forget a face.
You know.
I forget your name, but I will not forget your face.
And I mean, just the rundown, like how I was such a big impact and a father figure. I'm like, and some of them actually used to be like, hey, Dad. And I was like, what?
Hold up.
Yeah, I was like,
hold on, you can't do that from a wife.
Hold up.
Come on now.
No, this is when we was in the classroom. They was like, no. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, what you mean?
Yeah.
You know, but it was crazy. I'm like, hey. You know, like, man, some of these
pops.
Kids.
Mm-hmm. I can go with pops, but don't do the
it
dad.
Was like, hey, dad. I was like, hey, you know, man. But, you know, that's the reward because, you know, the salary.
Nah. Yeah, I'll go for unk. I'll go for unk. But I ain't going for dad.
Hey, nah. Yeah.
Call me unk, man.
You'll go for it.
I'll take uncle. Give me uncle. Uncle Stroh. Uncle Stroh, bro. That's how I got the
I'll attest to that, too, because it's you don't realize as a teacher, you don't realize even like the basic things you're saying to like someone throughout your day. It could be something super normal, but you're making that impression that's going to last forever. Something when I first started high school, her name was Mrs. Wells, Miss Wells, and then she changed it to Mrs. Wallace.
Okay.
Math teacher, had her twice throughout high school.
Yeah.
But one of the things that stuck with me, it was during a parent-teacher conference, and she was telling my mom he's not working to his potential. And I had heard that several times throughout several different parent-teacher conferences with other teachers. But then, like, when she said it, it stuck. And it was like, I can't do this no more. And I just started switching up whole life, like running track different, doing other stuff different. Like,
you did run track?
Yeah. Yo, so when I was running and I remembered that, I stopped running with the pack.
Wow.
Like, I stopped being like, oh, I'm a jog, hang out with the cool kid, whatever the case was.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, nah, I can run a little bit faster. I can do a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's when that whole thing changed. That's how we got here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you up to now, man?
Yeah, man. Still musically.
I know you're doing the music.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to shout out the church, you know what I'm saying?
City Church.
Shout out to City
Pastor
Church.
Cole Bradley.
Hey, let me do speak to the youth, you know what I'm saying?
What side of town is that?
Right here on Oakley's.
Oakley's Lane. Yeah. Okay.
Nice looking church.
Oakley's Lane.
It's the brick one.
Arboretum.
Yeah.
As well.
Wait, is that Southside?
Yeah, Southside.
Okay. I think that's the one.
That's Arboretum.
It's a brick building.
Off Midlothian, right there in Arboretum Plaza.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm talking about the one over here.
Oh, yeah, the one over here, yeah.
Brick building. That's right, the one I was talking about. Yeah, that's the one I've seen. I drove past that a couple times.
Yeah, man. And, you know, still doing that and ventured off into the trucking scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up around that, so that was always a fallback plan, so.
You think about coming back to the teacher, man?
Well,
we know you thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it. You know,
why I got to be in the schools? Why can't it be, you doing some lessons or something like that?
You know, I thought about just the schools just to see my boys could see, you know, they're involved in band and stuff. So just to see what, you know, they were understanding more.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do. You know, the VHS tapes. That's telling you right there. I got VHS tapes of old concerts and festivals and stuff, you know, but it doesn't do justice to them, you know, being able to see me do it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons.
You know, BGA, my boy teaches with BGA.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you can devote whatever time you want, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, instead of you having to jump all the way back in, you might want to get your feet wet over there at BGA.
My boy
Beans teaches BGA, man. And I'm talking about bruh, he loves it. Oh, he hooked now. Like, they be Mr. B, you know, they do that to him, and we bringing Beans on up. Song too.
Yeah. I know it's a lot of low brass people out here that, you know, tuba players, you know, that need help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's sweet, man.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
Thought about it, but still can't get my way out of there. Leave the business alone. So,
yeah.
So you run your own trucking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many trucks we got going?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it small.
You can't do nothing with money.
Close money, man.
Yeah. They go out and come in.
Man, look. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody
just
thinks.
Just put away for some crypto, man. Make sure you grab some of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's good to see, though.
Hey, look, man. We appreciate you coming through.
Man, appreciate y'all having me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. He was like, what we gonna talk about? You just had Glenn Gibson on here.
Hey.
You just had... I'm like,
Let me ask one more before. Since we're musicians, we all musicians.
Oh, yeah, we musicians.
If you had the chance, dead or alive, two musicians we having dinner with.
They make them go for one dead and one alive.
One dead, one alive.
Yeah.
Prince.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just a Prince.
Prince going up. Prince, over MJ? I guess,
Prince played.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, he did.
Played.
Yeah.
Michael was brilliant, but Prince played. So, you're a musician, you kind of lean to Prince.
I feel you on that. I still watch some clips of him by himself, just the guitar.
Oh, yeah. That would be ultimate.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, man, he might vanish real quick. You know, all the stories they say.
Did somebody say they was recording them one time? I think Charlamagne or somebody. It was somebody, some interview. Somebody pulled out their phone and went and recorded him while he was walking down the hallway. They said 5 minutes later, it erased itself. I don't know what kind of technology Prince got, bro. That's a story. That's their story. And they were sticking with it.
If I'm going to believe that, that's the first time I'm going to believe it with.
They said Jay-Z got some stuff like that. It might be just stories, but I don't know.
Who's alive, Prince?
Who's alive?
We got a lot of good people going.
So many, man. Probably Stevie.
Stevie, man. I mean, yeah, Stevie, man.
He's the last one left. I think that's Ray Charles cloth, that Whitney Houston time period, that Luther, that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think he's the last. Is he the last of that? I think Quincy, but Quincy is eternal. He don't count. Quincy ain't never die. Quincy's eternal. Like, but really, Quincy and Stevie is it. Mm-hmm. Like, when we talking about from 60s. Musician. Like,
who else going? What's a light skinned guy?
Smokey?
I think he be doing some concerts, but I don't know if he really.
You could say Smokey and Lionel, but they still. Not Smokey.
Yeah.
Hey, and Lionel he's wearing his age very well.
Yeah.
I'm
just looking at the musician side, you know.
Yeah.
Stevie, man.
Stevie. Yeah, Stevie, bro.
That's good.
Who would you go with, Justin?
Definitely Prince for sure. Yeah. I just think he got something to say.
Yeah.
He got something to say. Alive. Ooh. That's tough.
So one I definitely do. I don't think he would tell me much, but still, Miles Davis.
Mm.
It's because he was one of the few. They said he was one of the few. I think Satchmo was the other one that changed the genre of music more than three times in their lifetime. That's almost impossible. It's one thing to change the game once. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Mariah Carey came in and changed the game. You know what I'm saying? Like the game. You know what I'm saying? Whitney changed the game. You know what I'm saying? Came in with them monstrous ballads. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like people changed the actual sound, you know? But there are a few people like Miles Davis. He changed the sound multiple times. He had that smooth, cool sound. And then he went to the electric. And he went to the acid, the fusion kind of stuff. Right. Like, just the amount of times that he changed styles. Mm-hmm. And then people followed him. You know what I'm going to say? Miles is amazing, man.
And just because I think he has experienced enough. And he's done exactly what you said. Changed the game in a way. But I think he's willing and has a lot to say. T-Pain. Curveball.
Yeah, that was a curveball.
He's a genius, though. Like, for real. He's a genius.
Yeah.
And boy, was that underrated. And he said, bro, he said, I'll never forget that story told about Usher. You heard about that? Right. He met Usher on an airplane, and it was before he became all the way T-Pain. It was like when he had that, he said, Usher said, thank you for ruining R&B. Oh. He said, y'all crushed him.
Oh.
Imagine that coming from your idol, bro. And so, and that there's a
little saying.
He said something to that magnitude. He said it crushed him. But he said it was something else. A guy told me, he said, never meet your idols. First of all, you shouldn't have them, right? So you definitely don't want to meet them. It's always a letdown. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. All right.
Hey, one more, though.
Oh, you got one more?
Yeah, one more. Well, dead. But James Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Listen. I saw him.
You saw him?
Yeah, saw him down at
on no good foot.
He still had a good foot left. Oh, you remember? Well, I don't know. They used to do the concerts down at Virginia State free every year.
I don't know about that.
That's crazy.
Listen, he came.
Shoot. Oh no, I don't know about that.
Mm-mm. He came, man, free. Dang. I mean, it was. Oh, he put it on. He put it on, man. I mean, his keyboard player had like three tiers here, seven boards. Just one dude killing. It was a show.
I tell you, man.
I mean, he had, his own sound, man. You know that.
Gotcha. He was on top of it. He knew everything that was going on.
Dude.
Yeah.
I know you said
it wasn't for him, there'd be no Michael.
No.
It wasn't for Michael, there'd be no Chris Brown. Like, it's just.
I want to hear Michael's real voice. in person.
Oh, they caught him a couple times. Yeah, he's on YouTube. My man's voice sounded like mine.
Yeah.
Like, it's heavy. My man's voice was heavy. They said it was a form of vocal training, vocal rest. They said it wasn't just him being dramatic or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like vocal rest. Mm-hmm. His vocal coach, as much as he sang in Travel, said you're gonna have your talking voice. You're gonna have to talk higher. Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna take that bass out because you're gonna have a voice. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
So they say. But I heard him. I heard him say it was on an award show. Did you see it on YouTube?
Yeah. He's
like, first of all,
yeah.
I want to thank. He was like, that was Mike, my old Detroit Michael. Yeah.
Jeez.
My bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he slipped.
All right, look, we got places to go, people to see. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My man just got booed up. Okay,
come on, man.
He next on that wagon. Come he gonna on, be joining man. Us.
Yeah.
He be
joining us. Soon enough.
Appreciate it, man.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, yeah. We love
it.
We love
it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we love it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Shout out to Monty.
Yeah, she giving a class right now.
Congratulations.
That's
yeah,
right.
She should be. Yeah, she out there, you know, doing her realty thing. She killing it.
Okay.
She can. When you said like last week,
yeah,
Iron Shopper Iron, boy, she killing it. It keep me on my toes.
Hey, that's what you need right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, all right. I'm
a joke for you, but I'm going to spare you.
Yeah, spare me on that. Man, she gonna get me. She's gonna get me.
Yeah, my man Justin. Mm-hmm. I love to see my brothers winning.
Hey man.
Hey, we happy for you, brother.
Thank you.
Look, y'all. I also have to see my brother winning. Okay, look, y'all. We want to, just show some love to Robert Bowman,
yeah.
One of our superheroes, heroes among us, for real.
Sure. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Man, there's a scripture that talks about God draws near the heartbroken.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he really cares about his sheep. And what you've done to the least of them, you've done unto him. So that's one of the principles I live by. So it's not necessarily me being such a good dude. If you follow, you know, Jesus Christ, you're supposed to be on some, I'm leaving the world better than I found it. It's not even you trying to be that deep, right, or be Mother Teresa or nothing. Like, I'm not trying to be Gandhi. I want to leave the world better than I found it. And it's so, what's so powerful about, it's a good way to close it. What's so powerful about light is that the whole room could be dark and you could put on you could flick a lighter and light up the whole room. But you can't flick a little darkness and it darken this whole room up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't find a little bit of dark matter. I don't know what you're going to use, first of all. We can't make this dark. Wow. We can't make this room dark until we turn the light off.
Mm.
That's. Think about that. Mm-hmm. You have to turn your light off for that darkness to be present and to be effective. Mm-hmm. The only way for that, but darkness can be forever present. And just a little bit of light, I mean, it's out of here. So keep shining your light, brother. Because yes, I know we're going to keep shining.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go ye therefore, and we're going to help our brothers and sisters and be our brothers and our sisters' keeper. Mm-hmm. All right? Hey, I'll see y'all next week. No excuses, no days off. The dream is free, but that hustle sold separately.
We out.